Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. Today, we are joined by Donna Matheson, creator and founder of Compassionate Care in the Air, providing medical nursing support while flying. She has been a critical care nurse for nearly three decades, including being a flight nurse for 10 years. Donna, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric, for having me.
And you're more than welcome. Our pleasure. Looking forward to hearing all the details. Quite an interesting background and service that you offer. So if you would, just walk us through, how did this service, Compassionate Care in the Air, evolve into the business of Compassionate Care in the Air, Inc.? That certainly is a great place to start today.
Right. Great. Thanks, Eric. Compassionate Care in the Air evolved while doing some vision and planning work with a mastermind group I was involved in. We were looking at sort of the purpose. What are we on this earth for? Where can we take our skills? Where can others benefit from, you know, the skills of us having three decades of nursing? And I just really expanding on that three decades of experience I have and listening to the patients, I knew that I had a set of skills that was quite unique. And I just needed to broaden. So having many conversations with patients and families and really getting present and really listening. And it was that regret in their voice. It was such a deep, painful regret that I kept hearing. And the words were a little bit different from each family member or each, you know, patient, but they were the same. And it was that I wished I would have gone. They regretted not going. They wanted to be somewhere that they weren't at the moment. And they just now sort of felt stuck. And we all have a place where we sort of find our peace, love, and comfort. And that's how it's sort of like, well, we can get you there. Let's not have you live with this regret.
Certainly appreciate your sharing some of the backstory and how Compassionate Care in the Air, evolved into what it is today. Tell us, who would be your potential client or clients? Talk to us about that.
My potential clients, it's really quite an open book, because it would be anybody that's concerned with their health conditions while traveling. And I guess it's anybody that feels that they're stuck, that they can't go. So this may be patients, certainly it's not limited to multiple sclerosis or chronic pain or Parkinson's disease, dementia, anxiety disorders, any lung disorders, palliative conditions, cancer patients, renal disease, you know, anybody that has mobility issues, not sure they can get to the toilet themselves or not sure they can navigate that airport by themselves. Or it might just be simply the family that has a loved one, a parent, that wants to go, and due to whatever's going on, they can't go, and they just want to have that person be there. So it's really kind of, it could be a mixed bag of anything, really.
Well, it takes a special individual to take care of those that are ill and have various ailments, and really appreciate what you do in this space, no doubt, and I'm sure a lot of folks are appreciative as well. What have you heard as the most common reasons people don't fly? I'd like to hear your take on that.
So it's interesting, because, you know, they won't ever come out and say it's fear. They have a lot of excuses, and excuses that have made them feel like they're stuck, and they're all legitimate for sure, and they're just circumstances. So what they talk about is what if I can't move fast enough? One very common was, my family can't handle all of this. I'm too sick. I'm going to be a burden. Another one they say is, I can't even imagine how I could figure it all out. It's too much for me to take right now. Or they'll say, you know, I want to go overseas, but it's such a long flight. How do I handle all my medications? And recently, one of the ones that I hear most common, probably the most one I hear, is, well, now I have oxygen and I can't fly. So those are the most common ones, but it's all around the fear of dealing with it. It might be a bit too much, and just not maybe having the skill base to feel confident.
Today we are joined briefly by Donna Matheson, creator and founder of Compassionate Care in the Air, providing medical nursing support while flying here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Donna, why should someone choose your service instead of just going on their own and hoping for the best? talk to us about that as well.
I always think this is such a great question, Eric. It's oftentimes we do hope for the best, and hoping doesn't always, it's not always the best course of action. You know, the flight attendants, the pilots, the other personnel working within the airline industry are trained within their area, and that's their expertise. You would never get a plumber to fix your car and then hope for the best that it works. So why would you gamble with your health, right? So, you know, having a professional, somebody competent, somebody who can anticipate situations, circumstances, really there's a lot of unfortunate outcomes that could be avoided by going with a professional.
Great response there, and totally makes sense as well. Lastly, tell us what you believe is the biggest impact Compassionate Care in the Air is committed to providing as we conclude today.
I'd have to say the biggest impact, our vision, one of our biggest visions, and that what we found was most important to people was peace of mind, not only for the patient flying, the client flying, but for their loved ones during that blackout period where there's no communication. What's happened to mom? What's going to mom? Or, you know, what do we do for that 8 hours when we can't get a hold of them? So peace of mind, I think, is a really huge one that we guarantee, removing that deep, painful feeling of regret. That's such a deep longing when I hear patients. So removing that deep, painful regret feeling. And then I think the other thing is really just having the client, having an experience you thought wasn't possible that we can now make it possible. So I think those are the biggest three pillars that Compassionate Care in the Air can provide.
Donna, such a unique service. And again, we are thankful that you do offer this service as well as for what you do through Compassionate Care in the Air. If someone wanted to get in contact with you or to get further information online, where's the best place to get the details?
We have a website. We have social media. So our website's CompassionateCareInTheAir.com. You can follow us on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Compassionate Care in the Air. Even if you just have a question, no harm in having a conversation. Let's have a conversation. What you may think is impossible, we may not find it a hurdle at all. So ask the question. All quotes are non-obliging. You're not committed to anything. Let's start the conversation and go from there.
Again, it is CompassionateCareInTheAir.com. Donna, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly wish you all the best.
Thank you so much, Eric.
Again, we've been speaking with Donna Matheson, creator and founder of Compassionate Care in the Air, providing medical nursing support while flying. And for further details, visit CompassionateCareInTheAir.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.